can't wait for you to hear the musicians we have today. You're going to get a chance to learn about their new album. They're a little stripped down and acoustic for us today, but I want you to imagine a guitar and a bass. You've got that. But how about if we add a trumpet and a trombone into the mix? It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk with them after the first song. Here is Working Breed.
I pick up my scales, cause no one will notice. And if I'm in town, I'll walk as if in a shroud, wearing sunglasses to increase my focus. Ba da da, da da, da 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 da, ba da 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 da, da da. Da 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 da. A wonderful day's just to find my own way. I leave as a trail, my cookie crumbles. Lost and I'm found, and it's a race to damn down, or else I'm facing the frown of a rookie fumble. Ba da 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 da. I'm a sensitive plant, touch my leaves and I will close. I see the sun only when I am alone. If I could show you the forest for the trees, you'd be looking at me. Oh, you'd be looking at me. And then the louder I shout, now you can see that I'm prone to complication. Excited to win, I'm competitive, and I don't mind changing pronunciation. My skin is thin upon a thick skeleton. It's easy to miss without illumination. Deep in a crowd as far as I am allowed, now you can finally feel that I am on vacation. I'm a sensitive plant, touch my leaves and I will close. And I see the sun only when I am alone. If I could show you the forest for the trees, you'd be looking at me. Ah, oh, you'd be looking at me. My scales, cause no one will notice. And if I'm in town, I'll walk as if in a shroud, wearing sunglasses to increase my focus. I want a full day's just to find my own way. Leave is a trail, my cookie crumbles. Lost till I'm found, and it's a race to jump down, or else I'm facing the frown of a sensitive plant, touch my leaves and I will close. And I see the sun only when I am alone. if I could show you the forest for the trees, you'd be looking at me. Ah, you'd be looking at me. Ooh.
Working Breed, that's the song Sensitive Plant. And that was fun to listen to. And Erica
yes.
is the person singing it. Erica, here,
Hi.
Present.
Present and accounted for.
Present accounted for. And she's the front person, I would say, for the group. She's playing trumpet and singing. Erica Jane Christina Lang. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from? How did you get here? Let's start around the age of birth. Well, we don't have to go.
Birth.
We don't have to be that detailed. But where were you born?
I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Interesting fun fact.
Yeah, my family moved to Jensen Beach, Florida, when I was three.
Where is that?
That is southeastern Florida, so north of West Palm Beach by about 40 miles.
Huh?
And it's a sleepy little beach town.
It's a sleepy little beach town. I always say that. That's why he's saying that. He's making fun of me.
Sleepy little beach town.
It's a sleepy little beach town. Yeah, it's still a sleepy little beach town. It's really pleasant, relaxing.
Is that where you grew up?
That's where I grew up. Yeah, that's my formative years were there. And then I moved here at the age of 17 for college.
Where'd you go to school?
Carnegie Mellon.
I was there too.
Were you?
Yes. You're probably there. Well after me, but what did you study there?
It's cognitive science, brain science.
It's a great department.
Yes.
There, in fact, Herb Simon's legacy and
yeah,
all of the
I actually
work.
Took a class with him at one of his last classes that he taught.
We may have been there around the same time. we'll talk about that. Yeah. I got out in 83.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure when.
I started in 97.
Oh, wow. I didn't think he... isn't this interesting to everybody listening right now? We'll talk about this later. But I didn't think he was still teaching then. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's you've stayed in Pittsburgh. I'm happy that you've done so. Mm-hmm. And let's meet your bandmates then.
Yes.
I want to talk about the album a little bit. Mm-hmm. Who shall we start with? Shall we start with Jonah, since he talked about the sleepy little beach town?
Yeah,
he
sure.
just jumped right in. Hi, Jonah.
Got in trouble.
You're playing bass. Tell me about yourself.
Well, how about you ask me a question?
Okay, tell me about yourself. Please tell me. would you please?
It's hard to, you know. I
that's all right.
Where should I start?
Were you born in Pittsburgh?
I was born in Pittsburgh.
Whereabouts?
I grew up in Mount Lebanon. Went to Mount Lebanon High School.
And stayed here for school, or just?
No, I never went to school. I went to work with my family business doing concrete and stonework.
Excellent.
Petrelli and Sons, and they worked all over Mount Lebanon. So.
Yeah, what's the name of the business?
A. Petrelli and Sons.
Oh, seen you guys around all the time.
The red trucks.
The big red trucks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's hard work. So
yeah, it was.
Actually, are you still doing it?
No.
At all? I was going to say.
I got out of it.
That would be tough as a musician. The hours are almost exactly the opposite.
The hours
right?
are opposite, and it's terrible, like on your joints and hands. There's like a rare breed that can like do it for, there's a guy that's there that's like 80 something.
Yeah.
That's just like an anomaly.
I've met some guys, it's amazing what mm-hmm. they're doing with, I don't know if you do bricklaying as well as concrete.
Yeah, bricks,
and so. It's like you really develop hands of like iron, I guess,
yeah.
as you do that over time. When did you start playing music?
I grew up playing, so I started playing cello like in third grade. And I did. My mom still thinks I play cello. She'll tell everybody that I was first chair. It was like 1996.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, the bass is kind of a horizontal cello.
Yeah,
sort of.
I switched over to bass. Like I always played drums, and I was always encouraged, like growing up, to stick with it. And I didn't probably get practicing down until I was like 30 or something like that. But it's amazing what that can do.
Yeah.
So now I'm pretty. I don't know. I'm into it now, so it's a lot of fun.
That's great. Let's turn over. We don't have the whole band. You're usually a quintet, right? So we're missing a couple.
We're missing two people, Jeremy and Chloe.
Jeremy and Chloe, but we do have Michael Dugan here.
Hello.
Hello. I always like to know where people originally came from. Did you come from Pittsburgh?
I'm Pittsburgh, born and raised.
Whereabouts?
Yeah. Mount Lebanon.
Another. Yeah. So did you guys know each other? Or
yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Ahead of time. So how did you hook up with these Mount Lebanon guys?
It was kind of random. I was brought in. The drummer that we started with is a buddy of theirs, and they were in a band, and they wanted to do some new music, and he knew me through doing a funk band jam session and just kind of thought, bring her in. And then we met, and that's pretty much it. I mean, we played together, and I showed them a little song, a vocal song, and they just started playing with it, and they looked at each other, these two, and they just nodded, and it was like they just started playing the perfect song.
Wink, you know
wink
what I mean?
Yeah, the wink and a nod, and then they started playing the perfect
wink and nod,
the perfect
smile.
Backdrop to that song. And so it was just kind of really evident right away that Dugan said, this has legs.
This thing's got legs.
This thing's got
it's
legs.
It's got legs, like a cicada, has lots of them.
Many legs, yeah.
Michael, did you play guitar growing up? Or?
Yeah, I probably started actually playing when I was probably 8 or so. I come from a musical family. My father played, so we always had an instrument laying around. My mother loved music, so I was always surrounded with it. And just always picked it up, played along the records growing up.
Well, that's great, and I was indeed curious, Erica, about picking up the brass instruments. Are those a remnant from high school, or?
Yes, I played trombone in high school. I did it all symphonically, like, you know, going to, you know, state festivals or whatever, and going for that. And I thought about going to music school for performance, and I hedged at the last second, and I went into science instead. And then I just kind of picked it back up about 10 years ago. Yeah. Picked up music again about 10 years ago.
That's great.
And eventually picked the trombone back up. And amazingly, my embouchure was not total trash. I thought it would be ruined, but I did forget how to play, how to read music, but I have relearned how to do that since. So,
hey,
yeah.
That's easier to relearn than trying to get the discipline.
Yeah.
Of,
the lips.
The lips. Mm-hmm. That would be tough. We're going to talk about Working Breed's new album, which is going to be released August 24th at the Thunderbird Cafe in a moment. But let's get another song in. What would you like to do next?
We'll play Daffodil, which I wrote for my best friend, Ryan. The wind whispers to her, watch me as I blow. The willow bends towards her, attracted by her glow. In the womb of every schoolgirl, a woman starts to flow. In the groin of every schoolboy, comes to contact feelings he cannot show. In the womb of every schoolgirl, a
woman starts to flow. The groan of every schoolboy contains feelings he can't show. How can we see how others breathe? Emotions they keep it closed. It takes a special person whose heart flies as the crow. Because she knows what the daffodil knows. What the daffodil knows. And she knows what the daffodil knows. The purpose of life is to grow. And she goes where the devil don't go. Where the devil don't go. She goes where the devil don't go. To the light after the show. Emotions they keep enclosed. It takes a special person whose heart flies as a crow. The devil casts your ego as the star of the show. But she reminds you of the things the devil don't know. Things the devil don't know. Yes, there are things he don't know. But she can make you glow. The daffodil knows, and she knows what the daffodil knows. The purpose of life is to grow, and she goes where the devil don't go, where the devil don't go. She goes where the devil don't go. Oh. Hearts, 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 they bleed, and no one sees, but she heals, heals, heals. She brings the devil to his knees. Oh, a hurricane could come, and she would be your eye. If you're lucky enough to know her, she's saving both your lives. Saving both of your lives. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you. And she goes with a definite nose. The purpose of life is to grow. And she goes where the devil don't go. Where the devil don't go. She goes where the devil don't go. To the light after the show.
Beautiful song, Working Breed Daffodil. And one of the things I'm excited about with your new album is a lot of folks are missing the idea of a concept album or of an album that truly is an album that you listen to while you can poke around on it, ideally, from start to finish and enjoy the artistic nature of it. And that takes a lot of courage to put out. You're assuming people have an attention span of greater than 2 minutes and 35 seconds or so. But honestly, I think people are craving to hear that kind of project where you can put it on, relax, enjoy it. It's kind of like you talk about slow cooking or things that, not that it moves slowly, but I mean you can just relish every bit of it. You must have been excited to do that. Have you done that with other releases too?
No. So this is our first full-length release.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and it started out as like a little EP, and then we kept adding tracks, and then we retracked some tracks, and in total it took like 3.5 years to complete it. We overcame a lot of obstacles to get there.
Didn't you use this like doofus from Abbey Road that like also produced for Elton John?
Yeah. Frank Arkwright mastered our album, which was really super cool because
he did work with Elton John.
Yeah, he did. He mastered Candle in the Wind. Yeah.
Not to drop names, I know, but right? I just wanted it to be clear.
No, it was very, very cool because we worked so hard on the album and we, you know, we wanted it to be, as we kept working on it, we were like, oh, we want it to be like an album, you know, that mm-hmm. has the whole journey from start to finish and, you know, kind of a loose story arc. So there's kind of, there's like, in my mind anyway, there's a way that it goes that, that is very meaningful. And, you know, we did everything that we would ever desire to do on a record to be, you know, it's like really do it up the whole way. And once we were finished, we were like, okay, now we need to master this thing. We feel like we need to go to you know, someone as amazing as Frank Arkwright. So
that's fantastic. Working Breed, the name of the group. They're going to be having their CD release party August 24th. That's a Saturday, just a few weeks ahead at Thunderbird Cafe and Music Hall. I want to be sure we get some more music in. I did post a picture of the three members here up on our Facebook page, along with a link to the Working Breed page, so you can learn more about the album and more about the group. And the song, I was joking, looking at the set list earlier, if you're going to do the song, I think you're going to do it to the mm-hmm. perfect timing. Every, 17 years or so, this insect comes out and does its thing. Mm-hmm. So is this cicada?
This is
up?
Cicada, yes, yeah. And actually, the album is named Hieroglyphica. That's a species of cicada that I listened to a lot growing up in Florida. So that's where that came from.
Oh, can I mention a saw just made its appearance? I didn't see it. It's not a, and I'm assuming you're going to be playing it and not carving up our studio.
Thank you.
Tesla would've known that we'll do magnets repelled by our poles. Are we two neutron stars? Surely changing arm. Ain't no comfort for your soul.
Hope you don't mind. I put you up on a streaming video because I wanted people to see what playing the saw looked like. Yeah. Not everybody gets a chance to see it, although one listener, Larry, wrote, there's nearly not enough musical saw playing. Oh, now we're hearing you back because I don't know what I'm doing. Not enough musical saw in the world.
Yeah. So they should go watch. I went to the New York City Musical Saw Festival, and there was like over 50 of us playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, so watch that video and then tell me that there's not so much thing as so much musical saw. It's a little bendy. It's in 3D for some reason.
What I'd like to do in a case like that is is kind of see what happens to the New York City dogs when you play something like that. They hear all those sounds. And arf. Working Breed is the group. I think we've got about 8 minutes of radio time, depending on lengths of songs. I'm hoping we can get a couple in because it's just so great to have you here. That might be tough, but
we'd like to at least just do the one, My Chimera, and
yeah,
we're good with just doing.
Okay, I don't want to rush. Are there some other things people should know about the band? You mentioned two missing members today.
Yeah, I would like to mention them. So Jeremy Popeye is our drummer, and he's a real cool dude who traveled with the circus, and he used to play drums with elephants and stuff, and when I was undergrad, I used to study elephant communications, so he and I, you know, like instantly got along. And he's very theatrical and plays for things, and we're very theatrical. So.
Everybody giggles about him. I said, come meet Jeremy Papa.
He's a giggler inspirer.
Giggle inspirer.
He's a funny guy. Yeah.
The elephant whisperer.
Yeah, and Chloe Wise is our keyboard chick, and she also sings with us. So we have nice 3-part harmonies when she's there, and so with them involved, it's like, she adds this jazzy element, and when we have everybody together, it's, very rockin', very jazzy, very dynamic. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, look for them August 24th, Working Breed, at the Thunderbird Cafe and Music Hall, which I haven't been there since they've remodeled. I've seen pictures. It looks gorgeous.
It's amazing. It's cool. It's kind of like you go in and it looks like the old Thunderbird, but then you turn this corner and you're on the second floor balcony. It's kind of like when you go through the Fort Pitt tunnels and you come out and you're on the bridge and, you see all Pittsburgh. So it's very like you walk in and it's this big room and this beautiful stage, and we're like making some set stuff for it. And we have also got Cello Fury playing that night. That's heavy metal on cellos. So that's really fun and different. We have some sideshow acts going on, and it's going to be a whole fun party. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Yeah, an extravaganza.
Indeed.
Yeah, we have a whole Ian Insect, the comedian, is emceeing the whole night, and it's kind of tie it all together. And so, yeah, so like our album, the event has kind of a storyline, but you're going to have to come to find out what that is.
Look for Working Breed. That's August 24th. Mm-hmm. Erica and Michael and Jonah, thanks. And this is My Chimera.
Or
Chimera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My Chimera. I'm ready. Here it comes.
Oh, I start this one. I always forget. Hold on. I'm just going to adjust this microphone.
Oh, that's fine. Just you do what you need to do.
Sound man. Good? All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Sunray, her dance is a breeze on my cheek. She is the hair that grows in my legs when the day is cold, windy, and bleak. She's my chimera. She's my chimera. She's my chimera. She's my chimera. Nobody sees it but me. Nobody feels it but me.
My chimera.
Nobody hears it but me. Nobody feels about me.
Thanks to Working Breed. We'll look for you again next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.